At 11 minutes past 10 in the morning, people began ringing bells in front of a growing memorial of flowers and candles at the Safeway where the shooting happened exactly 1 year before. At the same time across town, the members of Congregation Havarim, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords' place of worship, blew the shofar. Simultaneously, the bells at St. Augustine Cathedral in downtown Tucson rang. Erin Buchanan and her family were at Safeway to add flowers to the memorial and ring bells. She wasn't in the parking lot a year ago, but has friends and family who work at the Safeway.
On this, you know, one-year anniversary to remember and celebrate, you know, what did come out of this and to see the memorial that Safeway's put up.
Later in the afternoon at a memorial at the University of Arizona Centennial Hall, each person killed in the shooting was spoken about. Serenity Hamrich and Jamie Stone spoke about their best friend, Christina Taylor Green.
At school, we all sang in the chorus together and joined student council because we wanted to make our school better. We wanted to make a difference.
Sometimes we would go to the park and just lie on a bat, chill and relax, and look at the clouds. We picked flowers and put them in our hair and looked for four-leaf clovers. Christina once told me,
four-leaf clovers are good luck, one-leaf clovers are bad luck, but if we each find a two-leaf clover and put them together, that is the best luck of all. That means we are best friends for eternity.
We put together a lot of two-leaf clovers.
Following that ceremony, many audience members proceeded to the UA Mall for a vigil. Andrea Kelly picks up the story from there.
The Tucson Symphony Orchestra and choir set the mood for the evening, playing intermittently throughout the vigil with songs that suggested reflection. The crowd highlight of the evening was Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords' appearance, which was the first time the public has seen her speak in person. She and her husband, Mark Kelly, led the crowd in a recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The crowd erupted when she got onto the stage, and Giffords danced in her seat and sang along to the Tucson band Calexico as the evening went on. Ron Barber, her district director, emceed the event. He noted the evening was not just about the tragedy, but reminded the crowd what brought people together a year ago.
I want to welcome all of you to this very special event as we gather once again as a strong and compassionate community to remember the tragedy of January 8th and honor the six good people who died, those who were wounded and are recovering, the citizen heroes who came to our aid, the first responders, the medical personnel of UMC, and to acknowledge the unity, compassion, love, and support that defines who we are. These attributes still surround all of us as we heal and rebuild our lives.
Many political and community leaders commemorated the anniversary, including Tucson Mayor Jonathan Rothschild. He said it wasn't the shooting, but what came after it that defines the event.
Tucson is all of us who lit candles and sent letters of comfort and hope. We are the spontaneous memorials, and Tucson is all of us who have worked for a year to create a more civil future and a stronger city.
University of Arizona Medical Center trauma surgeon Peter Ree treated many of the victims that day. He told the crowd it was important to respect the past, but live in the present.
Today, let's not forget those who died, but let's also not forget to get past our sorrow and move forward with our lives.
During the vigil, survivors and witnesses of the shooting lit 19 candles, one by one, to represent each of the victims, starting with six for those who died. The audience waved glow sticks to light the event, and the evening ended with uplifting music from the Tucson Symphony Orchestra. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.